So you're probably wondering, hey, Jessica, what kind of open-ended questions can I ask? Well, don't worry, I have you covered. Here are some that you can use and just in different situations. So for example, if we're talking about after a disappointment.
This is Parent Them Successful with author and licensed educational psychologist, Jessica Shields. Your child no longer has to struggle. On this parenting podcast, we unravel the complexities of the education system, give insight into intervention services, and offer encouragement and tools alongside your parenting journey. It's time for your child to thrive. Welcome your host, LEP educator and mom of four, Jessica Shields.
Hello, parent warrior, and welcome to the Parent Them Successful podcast. I am so glad you are tuning in because today I want to talk to you about how you can help your child reframe those negative thoughts into positive ones. Now, positive reframing isn't just a feel-good concept. It's actually backed by research that underscores its profound benefits for your child's mental health and resilience. And really, studies have shown that a positive outlook can enhance coping skills, it can reduce stress, and just in general, promote overall well-being. How exactly does it work, and how can you harness its power to support your child? Well, tune in to the end as we explore some examples and benefits. And just be sure to stick around for this week's parenting challenge and your loving reminder. You definitely aren't going to want to miss it. Well, first, I want to take some time to talk about what exactly positive reframing is. Now, at its core, positive reframing involves shifting our perspective to focus on the positive aspects of a situation rather than just dwelling on the negatives. Now, yes, this sounds like it could be challenging for some children compared to maybe some of your other children. If you have multiple children, every child is different. But I want you to know that this approach not only helps children in general just navigate challenges more effectively, but it also lays the groundwork. And this is what you want. You want that groundwork for a resilient mindset, and that's going to serve them well throughout life. And research has also shown that positive reframing can have such a powerful impact on your child's self-confidence, their self-esteem, and their self-worth. Because when parents consistently highlight a child's strengths, their talents, their achievements, hey, it reinforces what? A positive self-image. And it also fosters those feelings of competence and confidence. And let me tell you, that spills over into the classroom as well. And when all of these things are taking place, when all of this is happening, it in turn contributes to healthier social and emotional development. Now, positive reframing isn't just about glossing over challenges or even pretending that everything is awesome or everything is perfect. It's really, truly about finding the silver lining, even in the face of adversity, and then using it as a springboard for growth and for their resilience. So take, for example, if your child experiences rejection, say from a peer group, instead of focusing solely on the social exclusion, you can help them see it as an opportunity to cultivate deeper connections with individuals who truly value and appreciate them. Basically, those weren't your friends anyway. Look, you have better friends, real friends. Those are the people that you should focus on, that you can have throughout the rest of your life. Focus on the few that are good versus trying to be friends with everyone, because everybody's not going to be a good friend. Now, here's another common scenario. your child receives, say, a poor grade on a test. Well, how do you typically react to that? Instead of reacting with disappointment or frustration, positive reframing encourages you, the parent, to acknowledge your child's effort, that the effort that they put into studying. Now, this could be little to no effort, or it could be a lot of effort, and they still receive a poor grade. You can also recognize any progress made and even explore what can be learned from that experience. Now, by reframing the situation as an opportunity for growth and learning, you're helping your child develop a more positive and resilient outlook. So think of positive reframing as simply a skill that needs to be taught. If you think of it that way, then you'll get more out of doing this particular strategy. Now, one of the most powerful aspects of positive reframing is its ability to shift our mindset from one of being helpless to one of feeling and being empowered. And that's what we want our kids to feel. We want them to feel empowered. And by just simply reframing setbacks and failures as these are just temporary obstacles rather than these insurmountable barriers, then your child is learning to approach challenges with resilience, optimism, and determination. Talk about feeling so empowered that you don't let some setbacks get you down and keep you down. So listen, positive reframing, it's not about denying or invalidating your child's feelings. It's not about any of that. It's really at the heart and at the core of it. It's really about helping them develop a more balanced perspective, a perspective that actually fosters resilience, and it really grows what we call emotional intelligence. So by reframing setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning, you're equipping your child with the mindset and skills they need to thrive in this ever corrupt or hardcore, no-nonsense world. You're making them better. So how can parents like you, like me, incorporate positive reframing into our everyday interactions with our children? Hey, start by being mindful of what you're saying. Your words are powerful too. The language that you use, the messages that you convey, all of these have so much power. Now, instead of you focusing on what went wrong with your child, just emphasize the lessons learned, the progress that they've made, and the strengths that helped them persevere. Encourage your child to see those setbacks as opportunities for growth and opportunities for learning rather than reasons for defeat. So that's how you want to shift. Help them shift their mindset so that they can be more resilient. So I do want to just look at a few more examples. So imagine your child comes home from school. They're feeling dejected because they weren't picked for the soccer team. They didn't make the school play, right? So instead of dwelling on the rejection, you can employ this positive reframing by, again, highlighting their courage. They tried out. That took courage. The skills they've developed through practice, even if they were trying out and they didn't make it, there were some skills that still came from the practice. And those valuable lessons they've learned about resilience and perseverance. Because by reframing the situation in a positive light, you are teaching your child to focus on their own strengths rather than any setbacks that come their way. And I want to look at just another example of positive reframing in action. It's when your child experiences say, a disagreement with a friend. I know my kids have come home and they've had disagreements with their friends, right? So instead of getting caught up in the drama, and if anybody knows me, I can't stand drama. I'm allergic to drama. You can help your child see the conflict as an opportunity to practice empathy, communication even, and of course, clearly, conflict resolution skills. Now, by reframing the situation as a learning experience, you are now empowering your child to navigate challenging social dynamics with grace and resilience. How many of us wish that some of our coworkers had these skills to navigate challenging social dynamics with grace and resilience? Wouldn't it make the work space a little bit better? But we want to make sure that our kids have these skills so that they are the ones who are highly emotionally intelligent as they become adults. Now, here's the real question. How can you incorporate positive reframing into your parenting toolkit? So think about your own child situations. Maybe you're thinking about a time where they were upset because something didn't go quite the way they wanted it at school and they feel like they had a bad day. Just start being mindful about your own reactions when they share their experiences with you. Instead of automatically commiserating with their disappointments, challenge yourself to find the silver lining and help them see it too. Encourage them to reframe those negative situations by asking some open-ended questions that might prompt some reflection and some perspective taking. So you're probably wondering, hey, Jessica, what kind of open-ended questions can I ask? Well, don't worry, I have you covered. Here are some that you can use and just in different situations. So for example, if we're talking about after a disappointment, you could maybe ask, what do you think you learned from this experience? Or you can ask, how do you feel you can grow from this setback? Or what strengths did you display even in this challenging situation? Now, if it's following a conflict, you can ask some of these questions. Here's some examples. You can ask, can you tell me how the other person might be feeling? Or what do you think both of you could have done differently? I like that one. Or you can ask, how might you approach a similar situation differently next time? Those are all great examples of questions that can get them thinking about how they can learn from whatever was difficult. Now, when they face a failure, here are some example questions that you can ask. What aspects of this situation are within your control? I like that one too. Here's another. What strategies could you try next time to achieve a different outcome? Here's another. How can you turn this setback into an opportunity for growth? And you may have to help younger kids come up with some of the answers to these questions. You might have to prompt them a little bit or give them a bit more support or just make it a little bit age appropriate. But here are a few other questions, open-ended questions for different situations, especially if they're dealing with rejection. This can be in relationships and it can also be in like if they try out for a school play. What qualities or interests make you unique and valuable? Here's another. How might this experience lead you to discover new friendships or interests? And you could even ask this one. What can you appreciate about yourself, even if others don't recognize it? Wow, I think that last one is super powerful. Now, if they're handling criticism, they're getting some negative feedback that they don't like, but it could be that they need that feedback in order to get better. So, for example, if the coach is giving them feedback on how they can dribble a little bit better, I guess. I don't play sports, so this is just an example, because I know in sports there is a lot of criticism that our young people have to take. But here's some examples. What parts of the feedback do you agree or disagree with? How might you use this feedback to improve or grow? And then you can ask, in what ways can you remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments? So that is for handling criticism. But when they're doubting themselves and those moments of self-doubt, you can ask, what evidence do you have that challenges these negative thoughts? Or you can say, what would you say to a friend who was experiencing similar doubts? Now, that's a really good one. We use that in counseling often. And here's another. How can you reframe this situation to see it in a more positive light? Again, those are some examples of open-ended questions that you can use. Of course, there are so many more. You can come up with your own, but that's just to get you going, to get the conversation started. If you notice that your child is beginning to have those negative thoughts. Now, by asking open-ended questions, you're actually encouraging your child to explore their thoughts and their feelings and even consider alternative perspectives and ultimately develop a more resilient and optimistic outlook on life. Now, of course, the real question is, how are you going to incorporate the positive framing into your parenting toolkit? Remember, you are the one that needs to be mindful of how you're reacting and what you're saying to them as they are going through their thought process. And just remember that positive reframing is a skill. So important to understand it. This is a skill that takes practice. But let me tell you, the benefits for your child's social and emotional well-being are immeasurable. So by nurturing this type of mindset of resilience, of optimism, and even gratitude, you are laying the foundation for a lifetime of emotional health and well-being. So by now, I really hope that you are thinking about how you can be more mindful as you're teaching your child how to reframe their thoughts. So I want to challenge you. Think about how you can foster this mindset of resilience, of optimism and gratitude, so that they are navigating life's ups and downs with confidence and grace. And as your loving reminder, remember that positive reframing is a skill that can be cultivated over time. And the benefits, let me tell you, those benefits for your child's social and emotional well-being are worth every effort that you put in. Well, I surely hope that this episode has blessed you. And if it has, simply hit the follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss any new episodes. And as you think about that sister, that cousin, that friend, even that coworker who needs this information, share the link, parentthemsuccessful.com, because that is going to make the biggest difference in someone else's parenting journey. Now, if you're like me, you like to learn more about how to help your child grow and develop more, join my email list at strongerminds.com/join the list. The link will be in the show notes. All links are in the show notes. Hey, I really do appreciate you, and I thank you so much for listening. So until next time, be blessed and love on your children.
Thank you for listening to the Parent Them Successful with licensed educational psychologist, Jessica Shields. We're so glad you've joined us and would love to connect with you outside of the show. To find more information about our services, the Empower House Academy, or to take our quiz, What's Your Parenting Style? Go to StrongerMindStrongerYouth.com. feel free to email us directly at info@strongermindstrongeryouth.com. We'd love to hear from you. Other ways to stay connected are on Instagram and Facebook by searching Stronger Mind, Stronger Youth, and on Twitter at @official_SMSY. Until next time, be well and love your children, for they are a gift from the Lord.